in this bulletin. Lockdown measures extended for residents of Greater Sydney as 27 new COVID-19 cases are reported. The federal opposition slams the government for its slow vaccine rollout. And in sport, the Australian Open boss seeks assurances for next year's tournament after the Grand Prix cancellation. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Sydney will remain in lockdown for another week amid concerns about the spread of COVID-19 in the southwest of the city. New South Wales recorded 27 new cases of coronavirus overnight, with only 13 in isolation for their infectious period. The lockdown extension means Sydney students will start Term 3 with remote learning from home. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says many of the new cases are in the local government areas of Fairfield, Liverpool and Canterbury Bankstown.
And can I please say to the communities in those areas, many of them have a similar background to me, please don't mingle with family. I mean, I haven't seen my parents since the lockdown started. It's hard. But can I just say to everybody, please don't mingle with family. Don't think it's okay to go and visit your cousins. Don't think it's okay to have sleepovers. Please, in those three local government areas, limit your movement.
There were 45,000 COVID-19 tests in the past 24 hours. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says 37 people have been admitted to hospital with the virus, with 7 patients in ICU.
Now, this is in the context where New South Wales Health also provides excellent home assessment and care. So the fact that 37 patients have been admitted to hospital should indicate to the community the fact that COVID, including the Delta strain, is not a mild disease. It can be mild in some, but for many it can lead to hospitalisation and death.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has confirmed that the New South Wales Treasurer has written to him to ask that the JobKeeper payments be reinstated. Mr. Frydenberg says that JobKeeper will not be brought back because it has been replaced by specific lockdown payment support. But the opposition's Treasury spokesman, Jim Chalmers, says the new payments are too small and the criteria is too narrow.
This government is too quick to rule out support for affected areas and too slow to rule out the vaccine. If only Josh Frydenberg was as quick to introduce the vaccine around Australia as he was to rule out additional support for workers and small businesses, doing it tough as a consequence of the Morrison government's incompetence.
To international news now. The death toll from the collapsed apartment building in Miami has risen to 36 after the remains of 8 more people were found in the rubble. Search and rescue teams made the discovery after part of the building was demolished nearly 2 weeks after the disaster. It means 109 people remain missing. It comes as Tropical Storm Elsa strengthens into a Category 1 hurricane and is expected to hit the Florida coast on Wednesday morning. In sport, the Australian Open tennis boss Craig Tiley has warned that players will not accept a repeat of the same strict quarantine conditions required for this year's tournament. Players this year had to spend 14 days in hotel quarantine ahead of the tournament, with 5 hours a day permitted for training. At Wimbledon, players must present a negative COVID-19 test and remain in a biosecure bubble. Mr. Tiley is meeting with the Federal Sport Minister Richard Colbeck to seek assurances about the multi-million dollar Grand Slam event usually held in January.
But a hard lockdown of 14 days in preparing for the Australian Open is going to be extremely difficult to pull off. And whether or not the playing group accepts that remains to be seen. But at this point in our initial conversations with them, that's not something that they are going to be open to, simply because that's not what they're currently doing around the world.
It comes after the Australian Grand Prix was cancelled for the second year in a row. Australian tennis organisers will hold off until September to set their schedule for next year. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 19. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 16 degrees. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 14. Hobart, cloudy, 11. Canberra, morning frost, mostly sunny, 12 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 18. Sydney, mostly sunny and 18. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 18 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two and 20. Cairns, showers and 27. And Darwin, sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.